Women Fighting for Freedom in the Civil War by Brendan Doshi.
Owen Gladwish.
Indira Heller.
Faye Burdick.
Jack Kennedy.
It was a sweltering, sunny day, August 1863, on the Auburn Plantation, for Fergus, Elizabeth, and the rest of the slaves. Fergus was sitting in his chair, fidgeting with a small piece of cloth, when Elizabeth shouted,
"Papa, Frank has an announcement. Seems real important."
"Listen up. I'm supposed to let y'all know that you may fight in the Confederacy if you want your family to be set free from the Auburn Plantation. I'm leaving Tuesday morning."
"Now, Lizzie, that man is evil. Don't go filling your head with this Confederacy mumbo-jumbo."
"Okay, Papa."
Fergus headed back to his chair, positioned in front of the small shelter their family called home. It had been 2 days since Frank made the announcement, and as every day passed, Fergus was pained at the sight of Elizabeth working tirelessly.
"Elizabeth, I gotta go. You can't be tortured any longer."
"But you'll die out there."
"It will be okay, because it will mean you will be free."
2 days passed, which meant Fergus was leaving the next morning for the war.
"Papa, are you okay?"
Fergus was lying in bed, pale, shaking, and looking dreadfully ill.
"Papa?"
"Lizzie, I cannot get up, and my head is throbbing."
"Papa, you can't go. I'll take your place."
"Elizabeth, you can't. You're a girl."
"Sorry, Papa. I'm going."
Fergus tried to go after her, but he fell back into bed with a grunt of pain. Elizabeth cut her hair close to her scalp, took a shirt and a pair of pants from her father's drawer, and prepared herself for the morning. Elizabeth was taken to the training camp by Frank along with other slaves who wished to free their families. When they arrived, Frank let them off and sped away.
"Everybody line up. We have no time to spare. We'll be starting at exactly 0300.
Elizabeth signed her name Eliza so that they would think she was a man. It was now 0300.
"Start with 5 laps around the camp."
After many long days, she made it and was going into battle at Murfreesboro at exactly 6 o'clock the next morning. The next morning arrived and she was taken into the battle. A large bang was heard and suddenly a soldier was on the ground. And from there on, it was chaos. There was running, gunfire, and so much blood.
"I kept battling for what seemed like hours, until suddenly there was an enormous shot of pain from my stomach, and everything was blurry until eventually it was completely dark."
The letter was sent a week after Elizabeth died. He opened the envelope and pulled out the letter. It read,
"We are sorry to inform you that Eliza Abel has been killed in the war. We want to thank your family for its service by releasing you from the Auburn Plantation."
Fergus knew that Elizabeth died for him and that his freedom was her last wish.